Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Millions of Americans tuned in last night to watch the President's State of the Union address. Members of Congress were, of course, present alongside some Supreme Court justices. It has also become tradition for both the White House and lawmakers to invite guests of their own, often with a political purpose in mind. Democratic Congressman from California, Mark DeSaulnier, invited our next guest, Akelo Zuluka, an asylum seeker from a country in Africa. He asked that we use that pseudonym and avoid identifying his country of origin in order to protect his identity. Akelo, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much.
So first off, I'm curious what it was like to be in that room last night. You were in the same room as the President of the United States, members of Congress, Supreme Court justices. What was that like?
I feel honored. It was an honor for me to be there.
Being there for the State of the Union must have been a pretty different place from where you were in 2017. If you could you tell us your story and why you're seeking asylum here in the United States?
So I'm seeking asylum because I'm fleeing from gang violence, which affected my family. My mom was killed and my uncle was also killed, you know, and we lost everything that we had. Things were very rough and hard for us. And that's why I'm seeking asylum into the United States, because our lives were in danger.
So you flew into San Francisco, and then what happened? You were taken into custody and detained.
Yes. Came into San Francisco, and I submitted myself and requested that I was seeking asylum, you know, but I was taken into custody. I was taken to the ICE office, and from then I was detained in Richmond, in West County Detention Facility.
Were you surprised that you were essentially arrested and detained when you were just seeking asylum? Was that something that you expected to happen?
No, I never expected that. I was very surprised. It was very humiliating and dehumanizing for me. You know, I've never been detained in my life. You know, it was an experience that I wouldn't like to remember because it inflicted so much pain. I was in detention for 6 months. So there's a group that visits the detention facility. The group, they visit every Friday, and they are called Freedom for Immigrants. They helped me basically to contact Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity. I didn't know anybody here, and it wouldn't have been possible for me to have a sponsor during my bond hearing. So Interfaith Movement were able to get me connected to a church, and then that church sponsored me during my bond hearing, and I was able to get a bond.
Do you feel like you've been able to thrive since leaving immigration detention? Are you feeling optimistic about your future?
I feel very optimistic, yes. I feel positive about it. Yes, I've been traveling. Ever since I left the detention facility, I've met a lot of nice people that have impacted into my life positively, and I'm grateful for that.
Have you been in touch with your family back home? Are you able to support them, or were they aware that you were at the State of the Union last night?
Yeah, I told them that I was going for the State of the Union the last time I spoke to them last week. I've been supporting my family, you know, I've been helping them. Basically, I'm the one helping them to actually survive now, but with feeding and everything.
Akelo Zuluka is an asylum seeker from Africa. Akelo, thank you so much for speaking with us, and enjoy the rest of your time in Washington.
All right. Thank you very much.